All right. Tonight, we're going to be speaking on the baptism of the Holy Spirit, praying in the Spirit. Why don't we go ahead and we'll go ahead and turn to Romans 8. Romans 8, let's, can we go to 26 first? Romans 8, verse 26. Romans 8, verse 26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. Thank God for that. Thank God that you and I don't have to know everything. Because we don't anyway. We know that. But thank God that you don't have to know everything about your situation. Thank God that you don't have to know everything about your future, because we surely don't know that. And somebody said, predicting events is hard, especially when they're in the future. Amen. Nobody got that? Anyway, we don't know the future, but God does. We don't have to. We don't have to know the future. We don't have to know everything about our path, but God does. And so we're thankful that He helps us. Amen. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now I just want to read a little bit of commentary on that verse. No, we won't put that up. The word utter there, when it said, can you put up verse 26? He makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Utter can mean to send forth as a sound, to give utterance to pronounce, speak, to give public expression to. There's one commentary that said this, with groanings which cannot be uttered, that is, which cannot be expressed in articulate language. And they go on to say some other things. What sublime and affecting ideas are these for which we are indebted to this passage alone? As we struggle to express in articulate language the desires of our hearts, we find our deepest emotions are the most inexpressible. We groan under this felt inability. Now, he's talking about specifically groaning in the Spirit, but just listen to the comments. But in vain are these groanings, for the Spirit Himself is in them, giving to the emotions which Himself has kindled only the only language of which they are capable, so that though on our part they are the fruit of impotence to utter what we feel, they are at the same time the intercession of the Spirit Himself in our behalf. So there are groanings that, you know, people can groan in the Spirit, but also just not being able to speak out, just in normal language, what the Spirit of God is saying. The Spirit of God, verse 27, it says, now He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. When we're speaking out through the Spirit, we are speaking out. The Spirit prays, our Spirit prays by the Holy Spirit. We're speaking out mysteries. We're speaking out the mind of the Spirit. How great is that? We don't have to, in other words, we have finite understanding. We have finite knowledge, but the Spirit of God is unlimited. And He knows things that we don't know. He knows what we need to pray. For verse 26, we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession. Thank God that we have the Spirit of God living on the inside of us. So speaking in other tongues is a way that we can bypass our mind, that we can speak out mysteries. 1 Corinthians 14:2. Can you put that up? 1 Corinthians 14:2 says, "For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries." In the Spirit he speaks mysteries. He who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. You say, "Well, I don't understand what I'm saying." Well, there's a difference. There's a difference between the ministry gift of tongues, then interpretations, and then speaking in tongues by the Spirit, which every believer can have as a gift. But when you're speaking in other tongues, you're not speaking to other people, so don't worry about it. If they don't understand you, they're not supposed to, and you shouldn't just go down the street speaking in other tongues. That people might think you're crazy, and they may be right. If you do that, that's not appropriate. There's a time and a place to do things. The Bible says, "Don't throw your pearls before swine." We don't have to be weird. If people don't understand and you're going to throw stuff out, you're going to get looks, and that's probably right. There's an appropriate place, time and place for things. That doesn't mean you quench the Spirit of God, but God's not weird. So he doesn't go around being weird. I mean, we just know that in the natural. There's a time and a place to do certain things, just in the natural. Sometimes something that's perfectly appropriate at home, you know, around your family, is not appropriate in certain settings, certain dignified settings, right? There's a time and a place. And God knows this. You don't have to be belligerent about it or throw things in people's face, but there is a reality of being filled with the Spirit. And here it's saying that if you speak in a tongue, you're not speaking to men, but you're speaking to God. God is giving us unction by His Spirit, and in the Spirit, we're speaking out mysteries. Not mysteries to God, but mysteries to us. Mysteries to our natural mind. 1 Corinthians 14:14. It says, "For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays." Notice that. If I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays. Your spirit's praying. Praying in other tongues is praying by the Spirit. Our spirit is praying, but my understanding, my mind, is what? Unfruitful. Well, so it shouldn't be a surprise that your mind goes, "Why are we doing this? This is stupid." Your unrenewed mind. If it's not renewed to the Word of God, so if our unrenewed mind and your flesh is going, "I want to go watch TV. I want to go outside. I don't want to pray." I mean, you can pray outside. You know, go for a walk and pray. But I'm saying it wants to do something else. It can. Your mind, if it's not renewed to the Word of God, and even, you know, you got to put down thoughts that may come, is saying, "This is dumb. Why are we doing this?" Why? Because your understanding's unfruitful. But the Word says that we're praying out mysteries. The Word says that our spirit is praying. Well, God is helping us to pray out mysteries. He's helping us to pray out His will. He's helping our weaknesses. He's helping our limited knowledge. And so our spirit's praying, but our understanding is unfruitful. That same verse in the Amplified says this: "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit..." That's a different one. I'll read that one off the screen. I think this is the new Amplified. Sorry, I didn't specify the classic. "For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unproductive because it does not understand what my spirit is praying." That's pretty good. If I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unproductive because it does not understand what my mind or what my spirit is praying. Let me read it in the Amplified Classic. "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prays. But my mind is unproductive, it bears no fruit, and helps nobody." So then it shouldn't be a surprise if our mind's talking smack, you know, saying stupid stuff while we're praying in other tongues. We shouldn't be surprised. Yeah, okay, so your mind is not fruitful, but we're not yielding to our mind at that point. We're yielding to the Spirit of God that's praying, that our spirit's praying, but by the Holy Spirit. We're praying out mysteries. Next verse, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15. It says, what is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. Notice, both of them. And he just got done saying, if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays. And so now he's saying, what's the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit. This is Paul saying this. So, clearly, this is a way to pray. This is a way to pray. If we're going to be hooked up with our spirit, if we're not going to be just naturally minded, if we're not going to be limited by what we know and how to pray, then we are going to pray with the Spirit. It says, I will pray with the Spirit. I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit. I will also sing with the understanding. So we've seen that. You can sing with the understanding. That's singing words like in our native language. But then you can pray or sing in the Spirit. Worship in the Spirit. Worship out of our heart. These are biblical practices. Look at 1 Corinthians 14:18. Verse 18. You have that one? It says, this is Paul, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. Does it sound like Paul practices this? This is the Apostle Paul. He wrote a good portion of the New Testament. And he was a tongue talker. There's no way around it. Right? This is not optional for us. I mean, technically, yes. But it's not meant to be. This isn't meant to mean Paul's not like a different sect, right? He wrote by the Holy Spirit. I mean, the Holy Spirit wrote it through him, but he wrote, was the vessel which the Holy Spirit used to write a good portion of the New Testament, which we read and base doctrine on. So don't you think we ought to practice this? Not just be filled, but we ought to practice this and make it a priority because if Paul did it and taught us to do it right here and told us why to do it, then we ought to do it. We ought to make a priority. This is not just something that we're supposed to put on the shelf and just pull down once in a while. This is something we're supposed to pull out daily, practicing continually, praying out mysteries, bypassing our mind, praying out the plan of God for our lives, praying out where our mind is limited, praying out by the unction of the Holy Spirit. There, you know, my pastor in Lincoln, Nebraska, he tells the story. He was awakened one night. His son was camping. I can't remember how old he was at that point, his son. But he was praying, and he started praying in other tongues. He knew he was praying for his son. But he didn't know what was going on. His mind didn't know what to pray. He just felt he needs to pray for him now. And he found out later they were camping, and there was a bear walking right near their tent, and there wasn't anything between, I mean, there was just the little nylon between them and the bear, and they were awake and they knew what was going on. And right at that point was when he was praying for him. I've heard, you know, accounts of people praying for other people. They didn't understand, didn't know the person, but they knew they were praying for somebody. And then they found out they were praying for a missionary or whatever, found out at that time or right before that time they were going through some trying period. Well, if God, does God know? Does not God know how to get the job done? And if we're sensitive, then we can be vessels he can flow through. We don't have to know. We don't know the future. We don't know what's coming up, but we can start praying out mysteries now for what's coming up. Just yielding ourselves. You say, well, I don't know what I'm praying. Well, your mind doesn't know unless you get the interpretation, which you can. But you're praying out mysteries. You can have then a leading, a guiding, a knowing. You don't have to have thus saith the Lord come out in words. You could be praying and you could just know. This is where I'm supposed to go. This is what I'm supposed to do. You could be praying out and you see an image. I'm not saying you see a vision, but just on the inside with your mind, you know certain things. You're like, this is what we're supposed to do. Well, God can give us that direction. He can give us that direction. We're praying out things. It's so vital because if we're just limited by our mind, we're handicapped in this life in a way that we're not supposed to be. God gave us supernatural equipment. God gave us a way to navigate this world and this life. Number one, His Word. His Word is number one. And the Spirit will never lead you in opposition to His Word. If anybody ever says, I'm being led by the Spirit of God, but they're doing something that contradicts the Word, then they're not being led by the Spirit of God. It's something else. But God did not just give us His Word. He gave us the Spirit, His Spirit, on the inside of us, living on the inside to help us. The Bible says He is the Comforter. He is the Helper. He is our Counselor. He is our Advocate. He is the one we can look to when we don't know. We can pray out and know what to do. You've heard me say this before. But there was a pastor that came when we were in third year pastor's group. There was this class that had the class was visiting pastors. They'd have a different one every week, would come and just minister to us the whole morning. Like, you know, 3 hours, three, whatever it was, 8:30 to, I think, 11:30, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And they would just, whatever was on their heart, you know, they're out there already pastoring, and they'd bring different ones in, a different one from every week, or every week from different places. And this one gentleman, he came and he said this, and it stuck with me. He said, when you don't know what to do, you know what to do. Pray in tongues. Pray in the Spirit. When you don't know what to do in the natural, when you don't say, and your mind says, I don't know what to do, now you know what to do. You need to start praying in tongues so that you know what to do. Amen. So whenever, it ought to be a flag, whenever we bump up against something and go, man, I'm not sure here. All right, well, we just figured out what our next step is. And it is not to go, I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Do you know what to do? I don't know what to do. Do you know what to do? That's not the next step. We establish we don't know what to do. Now what do? We pray out mysteries. Because we need some direction in our life. It might be unknown to us, but it's not unknown to God. What we need to do is get His plan and His knowledge into our heart, and it can illuminate our mind then. Do you see how supernatural that is? We are not meant to just live like other unborn again, natural people that are being led by their intellect and their mind. Yes, thank God for our intellect. God gave us the brain. He designed the brain. But there is more than the natural here on this earth. We serve a supernatural God, and there is an unseen realm. And I don't care how smart you are, you don't know the future. But God does. And God knows how to get things positioned and in places where we don't. We don't know, but we can know this is the way I go. Why? Because this is the way I sense that we're supposed to go. It lines up with the Word of God. It's not contradicting anything, but I sense by the Spirit praying it, this is where we're supposed to go. And God can lead us, and He can guide us, and He can help us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 8:14. Romans 8:14 says, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And this is how He leads us in every situation. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit. You get a leading, you get a knowing, there's a peace there. Well, there's a good way to get to that place. When we say we don't know, praying in other tongues, number one, that's going to get us our sensitivity raised. Because you have to be yielding to your spirit to pray out in other tongues. We already have to shut off our mind. We're already going to say, shut up, flesh. You're praying now. Shut up, mind. I know you don't know what's going on, but here we go. So what are you yielding to? Our spirit. Like it said, when we pray in a tongue, our spirit prays. So when we yield and pray, we are already getting sensitive to our spirit. And that allows God to speak through us, to pray out mysteries. It also enables us to yield to the Spirit. We're yielding to the Spirit when we pray in tongues, but to be sensitive to His leading and guiding. This is how He's going to lead us. He bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Verse 14, go back, verse 14. Please. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So if we're a son or daughter, this is generic, if we're a son or daughter of God, then we're led by God. We can be led by God. In other words, there are no children of God that don't have the ability to be led. I just don't know how to hear God. No, if we're Christians, if we're a son or a daughter of God, if we're children of God, then we can be led by God. Everybody say, I can be led by God. Say, I am led by the Spirit of God. I am led by the Spirit of God. I am led by the Spirit of God. I hear His voice. I recognize His voice. I follow His voice. I won't follow the voice of the enemy. I'll follow the voice of the Lord. By His Spirit, bearing witness with my spirit, I'll follow Him. I know that voice. I'm becoming more attuned to that voice. And I walk on the path that He has for me. And it's good. And it's good. And it's getting better. I trust Him. I trust Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is faithful. He is faithful. Every person in here, if you're a born-again child of God, God wants to lead us supernaturally. He wants to lead us supernaturally. Supernaturally. That means by the Spirit. That doesn't mean it has to be spectacular. See, people are looking for spectacular. And you miss it when you look for spectacular. God may do something spectacular, but He's going to lead us primarily by our spirit. And that is supernatural. That's beyond the natural. And He wants to lead every person in here and every person within the sound of my voice that hears this on a recording. He wants to lead us supernaturally. Well, guess what? That's beyond the natural, and that means our senses and our feelings don't know what's going on all the time. But He does, and He knows, and He'll lead us, and He'll help us, and He'll get us to the right place at the right time when we trust Him. This is what He wants to do for us. Thank God for natural knowledge. We're not negating natural knowledge. We need natural knowledge to function. Thank God the people, when you get into a plane, that those guys have natural knowledge and know how to fly the plane. You wouldn't want somebody up there going, well, I haven't done this before, but I'm going to be led by the Spirit. By faith and by the Spirit, I'm going to take these controls and I'm going to get us. I wouldn't get on that plane. I don't care how spiritual the person is, you need to have some natural ability to fly a plane. Right? So we don't just throw that out the window and say, oh, forget it. But we don't put that. Natural knowledge does not trump human knowledge. In other words, if we're being led by the Spirit of God and our mind doesn't understand where we're going, but we're following the Spirit of God and we know, well, at some point we have to say, All right, I'm going with God. That doesn't mean to be foolish. That doesn't mean to be stupid. God's not stupid, foolish, but he does require faith. And if we're going to wait till we see everything and know everything before we're going to try to follow God, we're not going to walk in faith. Because there's times when we're just going to have to step. Getting sense, how you going to get sensitive to that? One of the ways is praying out in the Spirit. Praying out mysteries helps us to get attuned to what the Spirit of God is saying. Just spending time praying in other tongues. Praying by the Spirit. Jude 20 and 21. It says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit." But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. There we go again, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves, we saw that your spirit is praying when you're praying in tongues. Verse 21, "Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." It says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith." When it says building yourselves up, that's to... It means to build upon, building up. It's like charging a battery, to build up. When we're praying in the Spirit, we're charging ourselves. We're building ourselves up spiritually. Just like you can get depleted naturally, right? If we, over time, if you have a meal, you get depleted. You can get depleted emotionally. You can get depleted spiritually. This is recharging, building ourselves up. We need to stay strong spiritually. That's another benefit of speaking in other tongues. Staying charged up, staying built up spiritually. We can pray when we're driving down the road. We can pray, you know, at home, in our room. You don't. There's no limits. You can be praying, you know, when you're doing a mundane task, like you're shopping, or, you know, you can even be doing certain things at work and be praying, because your mind is not occupied while you're praying in other tongues. You can do things and be praying in the Spirit at the same time. That doesn't mean you have to blare it out loud. You can just do it under your breath. But God is leading us. He's guiding us. He's helping us. He's building us up. When we do this, 1 Corinthians 14:4, we'll go back to that chapter. 1 Corinthians 14:4 says, "He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church." He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. It's from a word that means to be a house builder, to construct, or to confirm. Means to build. Or is translated build or edify or embolden. When we are speaking, praying in the Holy Spirit, we're building ourselves up. That word edify means to build up. It means to embolden. It means to build. You get the picture? Strengthening, building upon. That's what we're doing when we're speaking in other tongues, when we're speaking in the Spirit. Glory to God. He is faithful. Just going over some of the benefits. Why would we speak in other tongues? Why is it important for you? If you're filled with the Spirit, we ought to be stirred up to be taking advantage. There's so many times we can be bumbling around and not using this gift that we have. You know, it'd be like you trying to do some task at home when you have the right tool for the task sitting on your shelf in the garage, and you're trying to do it manual or something, and here you have this tool, but you're not using it, and you're spending hours to do what you could do in a few minutes if you're using the right tool. Well, how many times are we going through life, and again, not negating natural knowledge, but you're reading review after review or opinion or blog and spending hours trying to find an answer, when sometimes We need to shut some of that down and just start praying out in the Holy Spirit and then be led by what He's telling us. And then maybe you look at a few things and something quickens you. Or something sticks out to you that this is what I need to do. But sometimes we put the cart before the horse and we're trying to do it just like somebody without the Spirit of God's doing it. No, we're supposed to be led by the Spirit. We have an advantage. We are walking in this is a fallen natural world, but we have supernatural help to navigate. Praise God. This is why this is fought against. Make no mistake about it. Satan, the enemy, will try to tear down anything that is a threat to him. And yes, people have got weird like they do with everything. With prayer, people have gotten, go off in the deep end and get weird with it and start doing weird stuff in prayer. So what does Satan try to do? Shut it down altogether. Don't have the church pray at all because, people get weird. Okay, well then we shouldn't pray. What about healing? Healing is for the church, but then people go and go off with it and try to, pray for things or they act foolishly and they're acting in presumption and they're not acting by the word of God and they throw their medication away when they're God's not telling them and then they give faith a bad name and say, oh, those people are a bunch of nuts. Demonic activity, there are demons, that is real. But then people go off in the weeds and think there's demons everywhere and so people go, oh, we don't want to talk about that at all and shut that down. Anything, people can go to extremes. But that doesn't do away with the real. I said that does not do away with the real. And we need to understand in our life there are benefits and we should not be pushed off and have it be crowded out of our life because we need to be led by the Spirit of God. We need to be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll get into this more next week, I believe. But just starting off some of the reasons why we'll go through some examples and get into this a little more. And definitely, and we'll give an opportunity too. If you were ready to be filled with the Spirit, I pray with you at any time. But we're going to give more scripture. We're going to go over some things and we're just stirring ourselves up along these lines. But just in general, I just think we need to focus and just be conscious of the gift that we have. Amen.